Life Audio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Mom ran into burning house to save her four kids, and now strangers are helping her recover. Written and read by Alyssa Forsberg. One courageous mom ran into a burning house to save her four children from a house fire. What a hero she is! Recently in Michigan, a single mother of four risked her life to save all her children. During a house fire, Michaela Vish continued to re-enter the burning house to rescue her kids, aged 12, 6, 4, and 9 months. Sometimes people call us heroes, said firefighter Lieutenant Derek Klink. And in this instance, in no way were we the hero. Michaela deserves all the credit. Lieutenant Klink shared that Michaela's actions were the most heroic thing he has ever seen. What an incredibly brave mother. After running into the flames, Michaela suffered second and third degree burns to over 60% of her body. Her 6-year-old son also had burns on his hands, feet, and back. Michaela's heroic actions spurred on her community to help her by setting up a GoFundMe page to raise funds for the family. One mother, Brynna, who has children around the same age as Michaela's kids, wrote on the fundraising page, "I have never met the family, but after receiving approval from Michaela's mother, we knew we wanted to help in any way possible," Brynna wrote. "We are teaming up with Chelsea Area Fire Authority Local 1889 to support them as much as we can. Please help to provide some relief to Michaela and her four beautiful children as she recovers from injuries she suffered in the fire." The fundraising page has already raised over $75,000 towards the $100,000 goal. Praise God! May Michaela and her children feel surrounded by love and support during their time of recovery. Mom on life support makes miraculous recovery and finally gets to hold newborn son. Written by Heather Rickelman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Autumn Carver is a real-life, walking, talking miracle. This mom was on life support and made a miraculous recovery and finally gets to hold her newborn son. Autumn and her husband Zach were excited to be pregnant with their third child, especially after experiencing several miscarriages. Even in the middle of the pandemic, they had found joy and looked forward to the birth of their son. But in August, both Autumn and Zach contracted COVID. For Zach, he experienced a fever, but Autumn's health continued to go downhill. Autumn was then admitted to the hospital. After checking her condition, her medical team realized the virus was attacking her lungs, and they had no choice but to intubate her. As her health continued to decline, the medical team delivered her son Huxley at 33 weeks and then placed Autumn Carver on life support. No one knew if this new mom would ever wake up to hold her baby boy or go home to her new family of five. Yet, after 2 months, Autumn finally woke up. Once the doctors moved her out of isolation, she finally got to meet her precious baby boy. It had been 7 weeks since Huxley had been delivered. Everyone, including the hospital staff, couldn't wait for this moment. To see Autumn hold Huxley was a breath of fresh air in the midst of the COVID battle. Her parents, one of her best friends, and many nurses and doctors witnessed this special moment. "I don't know if there was a dry eye in the area," he wrote of his wife meeting Huxley. "What an amazing day. We have a long way to go, but a good day through, this was much needed." It wasn't just an amazing day. It was a reminder that God works all things together for our good. It was a reminder God protects, provides, and carries us even in the bleakest of moments. And He is the God of miracles. Before Autumn Carver was released to go home from the hospital, she FaceTimed her daughter Sadie and asked her what she wanted for Christmas. Her little girl had the perfect answer, for mommy to come home for Christmas. "I tried to ask Sadie, who is 4, what she wanted for Christmas, and bless her little heart, the only thing she could come up with is that she wanted mommy to come home," Autumn said. Sadie did get her wish. Autumn is home recovering from her battle. She may have to get a lung transplant in the future, but Autumn is recovering well, and her little family is blessed and thriving now that their miracle mom is home. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.